Hello. John Mason, how is everybody? Hope you're all well. I just enjoy seeing Donald Trump on trial for all the fraud charges related to his hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. People have been thinking that Trump's going to get off and Trump's not going to be jailed and that everybody knows that. But there's been actual talk about whether he's going to jail, but rather how he's going to jail. There's talk among the Secret Service and the Federal Bureau of Prisons and New York State officials about how to incarcerate Trump. Where would he be safe in his imprisonment? There's been talk about installing Trump in the older abandoned prisons, you know, updating them and incarcerating them in them, or else abandoned wing of a prison, where he wouldn't be in any danger of being getting shivved because he's the only one there. That's fine with me. Incarcerate him somehow. There are procedures in incarcerating high-profile defendants. And Trump's just going to be one of them. And so it's a delicious sight, the prospect of Trump in prison. And what are the MAGAs going to do about it? Of course, there's always thinking that his howling mob of raving maniacs is going to liberate him or storm the prison or something. But have you seen the pro-Trump demonstrations in front of the courthouse? None. They amount to nothing, if anything. There's hardly any people there. His faithful disciples aren't coming out in droves for him. And forget about his family. Melania, his adult children, he's nothing. I hope the federal and state officials that will be involved in imprisoning Trump understand that. Trump, for all his yelling and screaming and pompousness, all his adoring fans, is nothing. He's a zero. He always was a zero. He burned up his father's money. It was his father's money that got him into a lot of jams. All he was a tabloid celebrity. A celebrity for what? Famous for what? Just slapping his name on over glitzy, gold-plated nothings. And it's all finally crashing in on him, like the Trump Plaza. Oh, I remember that time the Trump Plaza was imploded. That was the same time that we were reading the Torah portion about the golden calf. And Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments and caught the Israelites dancing around the golden calf. It was also the same time when a CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, was assembling and someone trundled out the fiberglass cartoonish-looking statue of Trump, and people were worshiping it. Well, their golden idol has nothing in it. He's imploding like the Trump Plaza. But I'm afraid his adoring fans will find some other false god to worship. Some other golden calf to bow down to. Trump's message is all about hate. Hate for minorities, hate for trans people, hate for LGBTQ people, hate for people of color and hate for Jews. Of course, you'll remember the time in August 2017 in Charlottesville. He said there were very fine people on both sides. So Trump merely gave them permission to let the racist, anti-Semitic flag out. Instead of dog whistles, it's blowing full blast like a foghorn. And they'll find someone else to adore, to worship, to give them permission to be racist and sexist and homophobic and anti-Semitic. But the fight is on. We're not giving it up. We're going to keep insisting to our elected officials that Donald Trump be incarcerated like every other inmate. In a democracy, one citizen is as good as the other. And one citizen is as liable under the law for crimes as every other citizen. It's not for nothing that the great old socialist and trade unionist Eugene V. Debs said that our judicial nets are so fixed, I'm paraphrasing, our judicial nets are so fixed to capture the minnows and let the whale slip through. And Trump, never mind his weight, is just such a whale. But no more. In a democracy, that doesn't happen. Being rich doesn't give you a get-out-of-jail-free card. You're as liable for punishment as any other of us working stiffs. That's democracy. If that's true for a kid on the street corner smoking a joint, it's true for the President of the United States who have committed crimes to cover his ass and betray his country to powers that would bring it down. So, let's stand up for our democracy. Let's organize. Let's educate ourselves. And let's vote. Speaking of voting, I have performed my duty on my election board this Tuesday in Pennsylvania, April 23rd was the primary election day. And it was a pretty slow turnout, which disappointed me. It was a slow day for us, but people should be deluging the polling sites to get out there and vote. It's as important to vote for your county commissioners or state legislators or county row offices or township supervisors as it is to elect the President of the United States. These smaller, lower-level offices are how they get their start. You know, state reps and city commissioners, city council members, etc. So get out there and vote. And yes, like your life depends on it, like your democracy depends on it, like your country depends on it, because it does. Get out there and vote. Alrighty then, I'm all talked out. Now advertisements. My work, my podcast and my YouTube channel and my Mason Missile and my blog, my poetry, it's all work. And for work, I should be compensated. Therefore, I ask everyone to get on my website, johnomason.com, and click either the Buy Me a Coffee button or the PayPal button. And also, my novel, Soldier of the Cross, is available on Amazon.com. It's the story of David Lucas, who, as a young man in the early 60s, is a drunk and a whore chaser and a school bully. He gets in trouble in the army. He comes out of it a fanatical manly man, born again Christian, just wanting to be a good Christian man. But he goes about it the wrong way, and it lands him into trouble. So do please purchase it. Soldier of the Cross on Amazon.com. And also, Hemperific is a lovely little CBD product store located on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you'll find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Gummies and candies and lip balm and hand sanitizer and flower and dog treats. Yep, dog treats they got. Do please look them up. HemperificLLC.com on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. And also my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is excellent in helping you develop your professional career or small business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other up-and-coming entrepreneurs and professionals. Do please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay. Alrighty then, we got our work cut out for us. And right now I've been penciling in some downtime for myself. It's a problem among activists that we don't take care of ourselves. We dedicate ourselves to our work, our cause, but there's a time we have to slow down, take a break, to refresh ourselves, to renew ourselves. Nothing wrong with that. So then, please have a lovely weekend and chill. And Shabbat Shalom. Bye.